You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
What's this button do? Whoa!
You are now entering the green world.
Last week, the Ministry for the Environment, together with Stats New Zealand, released Our Freshwater 2026, a major report on the state of Aotearoa's freshwater systems based on decades of data. The report highlights both long-term improvement and deterioration of waterways nationwide, with particular focus on groundwater sources and the impacts of agricultural land use and the climate crisis on water quality. I spoke to Troy Baisden, co-president of the New Zealand Association of Scientists and adjunct professor at Victoria University of Wellington, about what the findings of this report mean and also about the strengths and limitations of freshwater reporting. Our Freshwater 2026 appears to be quite a comprehensive report detailing the interconnectivity of freshwater systems all the way down to their potential health and environmental impacts. How important are freshwater systems to both our environment and human society?
Freshwater, you can think of it sort of as the circulatory system or like the blood flow through ecosystems. It really catches everything that happens, and so it's extremely important. What it really reflects in terms of health is the transport of water from our land systems, including agriculture and our urban areas, through the areas we found most attractive and onto the coast. And that includes sensitive estuaries around the coast in many cases as well. So the freshwater ecosystem parts of this report, or the reporting series, which are covered here, are probably among the most important. And we're now at a point where we've had a series of these reports over the years. And so we can start to see an accumulation of evidence.
And what are the main messages of this report? The report highlights both improvements and deterioration over time.
It does. So the report highlights what's happening, which is that freshwater is getting a bit worse on average in terms of the health of both rivers and lakes based on the best indicators we have. On the other hand, there is some good news. For instance, nutrient that used to cause the most problems in freshwater globally, phosphorus, has been relatively well controlled over the years if the data on phosphorus is good from the beginning to the end of the data set, which is less assured. At the same time, what we really see is that nitrogen continues to get worse, and that causes a range of problems in freshwater, ranging from deoxygenation and death of the ecosystem to cyanobacterial blooms, which are themselves toxic. And we still have a lot of problems with areas of water that have too many pathogens for safe swimming or contact recreation.
So would you say these are generally causes or concerns compared to previous reports?
Yes. Essentially, it's one of those problems like climate change that continues to get worse despite attention being paid to it.
Why are we only now focusing on groundwater, and what does it add to the picture?
Yeah, good question. So groundwater is really important because in many cases, it's the unseen part of our freshwater ecosystems. You may have noticed if you go out to a river or stream on a sunny day, there's still water flowing in it, and that water comes from groundwater. Groundwater can have a range of lag times before that water comes out in our rivers and streams, and some of it flows directly into lakes or into estuaries as well. And so groundwater is often a store of both water and the pollution in water that can last for a few years, few days, or perhaps centuries.
What are the causes of the changes that we see in the reports? What is the impact of humans and the climate crisis?
The biggest single driver of water problems in New Zealand remains excess of nitrogen use in farming. And that's really nitrogen that we obviously didn't need to use because we lost it to water. That often is associated in dairying in particular, noting that dairy cattle have increased 71% since 1990. It's often associated with the use of urea as well, and often associated with late autumn, winter, and early spring when the soils are saturated. And ryegrass in particular contains more nitrogen than the animals want to produce milk.
So does this report suggest that we should change the way we do agriculture?
That's the part that's missing, and we hope that future reports will begin to take a more pointed look at what we can do to mitigate the problem. It does draw some evidence together to point at what the causes are, though.
The report also talked about the health effects. What is the impact on humans of these changing freshwater systems?
So the main impact on humans depends on what you're exposed to. The general advice around most of the country is don't go swimming for within about 3 days after a storm that produces cloudy water in the riverways. And that's because pathogens are carried off of fields that contain agricultural excrement, basically. And that when it washes into water, it takes some time to clear out of the system, either by sedimentation or sunlight sterilizing it or being filtered through sediments in freshwater systems. If you don't heed that advice, you get somewhere between sick and very sick.
Right, right.
The worst case was what we saw in Havelock North some years ago. Oh, it's over a decade ago now, but thousands of people were sickened by contamination of their drinking water.
Mm-hmm. And in the wake of Cyclone Vianu, are we seeing extreme weather events worsening the state of our freshwater systems?
To some degree, yes. So as cyclone events and other storms increase in intensity, we also see many of these being associated with the atmospheric rivers that help bring moisture from the tropics with higher and higher intensity as climate change increases. And those increasing storms cause increasing levels of landslides and erosion in areas of New Zealand that we haven't taken appropriate mitigation measures in.
Do we really understand the ramifications of some of these findings, like, for example, the impact of microplastics and PFAS?
So there's a few mentions of microplastics, but as I mentioned, the report doesn't pay for the data it needs to evaluate the state of the environment. As a result, there's no substantial national data set on microplastics in the environment as yet. There have been some surveys, for example, of forever chemicals in groundwater, and those are reported.
Our freshwater was first released in 2017, and there's been numerous reports. How important is long-term monitoring and data gathering for freshwater systems? And are we doing a good enough job?
Great question. So the process of actually doing the monitoring and gathering the data for these reports isn't directly linked to the fundings for doing the reports themselves. And so it's something that is left a bit to chance in New Zealand. It's currently done largely by regional councils with decreasing effort from central government and the agencies like NIWA that's become Earth Sciences New Zealand that would provide a standardized and high-quality rubric for making sure the information is consistent over time. So the number of sites we've got with highly consistent data back to 1990 is actually decreasing, despite the evidence that the problem is bad and getting worse.
Are there any major omissions from this report?
Well, the most concerning sort of omission that the MFE continues to do a better job with awaits new legislation that makes sure that the reporting series doesn't just report on the pressures, the state, and impacts in the environment. It actually begins to look at what we can do about it. What should the responses be? And then how does that affect the drivers of the system? And that is a recommendation from the Parliamentary Commissioner of the Environment that some years past now. And the previous government had that legislation almost ready to go. It remains on the docket. So that's the biggest single omission from the report. In general, the report keeps picking up new information when it's available. And in this case, groundwater is not an omission, which is exciting to see, and in fact is continuing to have better and better data over time. The other omission from the report to a certain degree is the lack of models that help us understand what we can do about the problem.
What can we change? Where do you see hope for improvement of this report? Do you think it will motivate people to change things?
I would like to hope it does. It's challenging to get people interested in addressing slow-burning problems, and water quality is a slow-burning problem. We know that other nations have made improvements. We know that we've made improvements in some catchments and areas, but we, on average, aren't making improvements. Environment Canterbury, the regional council, recently declared a nitrate emergency because it's getting worse to the point where a lot of water in Canterbury is no longer drinkable. But does that really help? It's an interesting case where it's raised the level of profile the issue receives. But in general, framing things as an emergency triggers the wrong psychological responses in us to make a difference on long-term problems.
Right. So what would the correct framing, I guess, be?
Well, the correct framing is probably the framing we use for climate change, where we identify carefully what the best long-term solutions to the long-term problem would be. And for example, in the Paris framework, that involves beginning to embed emissions reductions, as well as adaptation and impacts measures to help people in the financial system. That involves making things like carbon pricing real, as well as the incentives that should come to help people reduce their emissions where it's not immediately profitable for them to do so.
And do you think New Zealand has the capacity of restoring our waterways?
We do, and some of our international consumers of our products, the biggest single example being Nestle, which buys much of the milk powder produced by Fonterra and our dairy farmers, is very interested in environment. It's interested in both the greenhouse gas emissions from farms, as well as to some degree the freshwater consequences of farming, and the two are linked, so better farm management will fix both problems.
That was Professor Troy Basden speaking about the Ministry for the Environment's latest report on New Zealand's freshwater systems.
That was The Green World.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.